the Florida Man Games, the inaugural event. I can't believe it's been the first time.
Yeah, it just happened over the weekend.
Right.
And a huge success at that.
They sold out, and it was $50 a ticket. Somebody made off big with Florida Man. Mm-hmm. The organizers were actually talking about it. I got a little clip here we can play before we get into what we're going to do.
Some of the events and stuff that they had.
Exactly. Check this out here.
Drinking beer, having fun with our friends, and then jousting somebody. Wild, messy, and hilarious. Alligators, nudity, and drugs. We couldn't get nudity and we couldn't get drugs, but we definitely got alligators out there for sure.
Okay. Man, honestly, because I love God and I love America, and I'm here to be a Florida man.
Love God, love America, and I'm here to be a Florida man. That is our quote of the day.
Most people know that it was like obviously poking fun of the whole Florida man term.
Right. Yeah.
And they were just in it to embrace the term. Most of the people that came were Floridians. And they just were like, let's embrace this and have some fun. It looks like there were teams. So they had teams of five.
Tickets were $50 to get in.
Right.
And they sold out. So.
I want to know who won, who got the official crown of Florida Man. I'm trying to find that out in the article. No, it doesn't really matter.
He's just a nondescript character, a conglomeration of different personalities. What events would you add? Because they had, what were some of the games? Do you have a list of some of the games that were already there? I know there's a lot of things involving.
There was food eating competitions. There was
a lot of running with
mud
beer.
Wrestling. They had a sumo wrest, like they put them in those sumo suits, and then they had jugs of beer.
Right.
And they were trying not to spill the beer while they were sumo wrestling.
Oh, they had a pool noodle mud battle competition.
Mm-hmm.
You're slapping each other with those pool noodles.
I think they had to have something with gators. I don't know what exactly happened.
Oh, and that was the big event.
Down.
That's what it was. They had to escape from actual cops through an obstacle course.
Yes.
With the pressure of the police right on your tail. And it was actual sheriffs confirmed and verified with their IDs that signed up to be people that chased
them. So everyone
them.
Is having fun with it.
What competitions would you add is what I thought might be a decent question, but
might
I don't
be
know.
Almost too hard.
It might be almost too hard, but I came up with a few.
Okay.
So
I want to hear them. What other events would you have?
Dumpster diving should be an event. I don't think it was an event, but maybe dumpster diving is something soft and or liquid. It's still to be determined, but you have to then search for something small within it.
Right.
You had suggested maybe a needle or something inside a
like,
bunch of...
Kind of like the whole proverbial needle in a haystack, but that might be too hard.
Right.
Needle
or,
in a dumpster.
Or a dumpster full of stuffed alligators and you dive into it and you gotta find the needle.
Out.
What do you mean?
Out.
Stuffed alligators, not real ones.
Okay.
Like
right,
toy alligators.
Right. I thought you meant like real ones.
Just
like
for visual effects.
Really stepping it
no,
up.
No, just for visual effects.
Oh, just something funny.
Yeah,
like
you dive into the dumpster full of stuffed alligators, and then you got to find the needle in the bottom. That's an event for Florida Man.
What else?
Distance speed spitting. Okay, so like how far can you just hack?
That's impressive. Know? Yeah, I'd like to see that.
The cigarette flip, because everybody's got a master, in certain parts of America.
Oh, I always thought I've never smoked, but people look so cool when they do that, like cigarette
being
flip.
Being able to stand in a corner, and then when it's done, you just flick it away, and how far you can flick it.
Not that I'm promoting smoking, but it's cool just to see someone flick a cigarette.
Hillbilly horseshoes.
How is that different from regular?
We used to play this in Ohio, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what it is?
No.
This is where you take an old toilet seat and you use that as your horseshoe. Again, for visual
that's
effects.
That's really funny. Okay.
It's perfect for Florida Man game events is what we're talking about here. And then finally, instead of beer pong, you're going to substitute moonshine. So moonshine pong is your final event.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could really help the committee.
It all went down in St. Augustine. And like I saw this one couple they were interviewed. They took the trip, it was a 180-mile trip, round trip, just to see this Florida Man Games.
Did they drive from within Florida or did they come from outside to see it?
No, they're Floridian.
Oh, they're Floridian.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they said they came to, quote unquote, this is their quote, to watch stupidity occur on the grandest, most spectacular scale.
There's a market for this stuff, I'm telling you. I'm excited that our feature is sticking true to its name. It's called Word of the Day.
That's right.
And it has, in fact, at least for, a week now, been every single day.
I feel like I'm getting smarter with these words, too, because every time there are a word I hadn't heard of.
Yeah.
Well, no, can't say hadn't heard of, hadn't used or probably didn't read, but if you break it down, you can usually figure it out.
I'm going to say,
you got this one.
Slightly nuanced to your statement, I feel like I know more. I don't know if I'm getting smarter. I don't know if the two necessarily
Here's the thing.
Have to be together.
Your brain will file the word. You'll forget that you know what it means, but your brain doesn't.
No, it'll pull it out
and
when it's most needed.
And then somebody will say it in a sentence, and everybody will look blank in the room, and you'll be like, I got this.
Yeah, I got it.
And your brain will kick into overdrive because it's gone into the reservoir. It's going, I know this word.
Right.
Like this one here. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, it's really a pre-promotion for this word today. Is it going to be good?
It's a promotion for the word, and also the whoever does the voices for this, how do I get that gig?
Well, you just call somebody or know somebody, probably.
Yeah. Well, this is. I just call her the lady because I don't know her name, and she's not Siri. This is the lady saying the word of the day.
Personalia.
Oh,
that's a dude.
They've changed it up. It's been a guy for weeks. My bad. Hold on. Let's let the man say the word.
Okay.
Man, say the word.
Personalia.
Personalia.
Now we can.
Personalia.
Got it? Personalia.
Personalia.
One word, person, P-E-R-S-O-N, and then alia, A-L-I-A.
Uh-huh.
Any guesses?
Personalia. Is that like a personality that you use to...
like persona, are you thinking?
Personalia. Or? It's like your personality that you just... I feel like it's a decorative personality. I just picture somebody just throwing personality everywhere in a room. Like personalia,
well,
like,
kind of
like a flower scent that you'd throw up in a room.
Think of the word memorabilia.
Oh, but see, that's what I'm saying. Something like that. So you make your personality a tangible object and you just use it to decorate. It's a personalia.
It's a noun. It's a North American word from the mid-19th century, and it just means all the personal belongings, writings, and information from an individual.
Okay.
That's your personalia.
Oh, so memorabilia, kind of. Same.
It's
very similar
but you can be alive. I guess memorabilia always... It doesn't necessarily imply that you passed on, but it kind of feels like it does.
It does, yeah. It's like memoir. It's remembering somebody.
Yes.
That's why you get that feeling.
But, you might say, I like to collect all the personalia of my favorite musicians or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. You can get a little obsessive with personalia then, too.
Oh,
you go too
most
far
definitely
with
you can.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't completely off then. You can decorate with it. Very much so, actually. Wow. All right, my initial inclination was
somewhat spot on. Apparently, there's a little fun fact in here, too.
What's that?
It says pop artist Andy Warhol was obsessed with keeping all the miscellaneous objects of his life. He kept, quote-unquote, time capsules filled with notes, receipts, letters, toys, coins, everything and anything. These collections of personalia can be seen on display at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. It's in Pittsburgh?
What, the museum? I didn't know that.
Well, next time you go.
Well, I'm not in Pittsburgh a whole lot, but I'll check it out if I do.
What's the capital of Pennsylvania?
It's Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania. Harrisburg,
Pennsylvania. Oh, you're kidding.
No, it's in the middle of the state, and then Philadelphia's on the other side.
But they always
Pittsburgh's on the west side.
Why do they always get all the, like, notoriety?
What?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh?
They're not even the capital.
No, I know. There's two big cities, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Neither are the capital.
Mm.
Although Philadelphia used to be the capital of the United States. There's a fun fact for you.
Look at us with the fun facts.
We got all kinds of them today.
Word of the day, personalia. Now, that's something you would actually use.
Yeah, personalia. My personalia is just a lot of cat. And just a lot of cat.
And now I'm all messed up with the, like, is it a lady going to say the word or the man going to say the word?
Hey, that could have been a lady, too. You don't know. Don't judge.
Well, it's actually a computer is what it is.
It's just a computer spit, not a voice. That's all it is. There you go. The TikTok top 50 on Billboard, where this song is number one. This is...
What?
Yeah, if you look at... think about TikTok. You go there and it's people, you know, just using the music for background for the videos, right?
Right, like Jack Harlow, Lovin' On Me gets used a lot. Right now, Usher's is big, of course, after the whole Super Bowl thing. And
it's at number three right now, which is pretty... It's just very random songs too, man.
Yeah.
Stuff that people listen to.
You never know what's going to start trending, right?
AC/DC is back in at 25 on the charts on
TikTok. Impressive.
I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful Things by Benson Boone is 16. We're playing that track right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too. So this track is up there, and apparently what's going with this track is the new trend of dancing food videos.
Which is not as cool as it sounds.
No.
Like, I was like, oh, they made food dance, like puppets? That's kind of cool. No, not at all.
As a matter of fact, I'm a little upset, Terry. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like much went into it. It's there was no thought even put into the lighting. The one video here that had 13.5 million views doesn't even look like the guy turned on the light in his bedroom.
This
it was sitting on the pillow.
Actually floors me.
Some strawberries with some chocolate sauce on it.
And then they just moved the camera up, like, forward and backwards to make it look like the strawberries were dancing.
To the beat of the song.
To be honest, it was annoying.
It was.
Yeah.
And also, I was thinking, all those hours, you know, we're filming from different angles in the studio, and I'm cutting and splicing and putting music behind and sound effects and stuff.
Audio.
All this stuff. And this guy gets 13.5 million views off a freaking dancing food video. Terry, that's all I'm doing today.
With a song from 1978. Okay.
Exactly.
There it is.
I'm just bitter.
It just goes to show you, like, TikTok is an anomaly. Like, I don't get it. Like, I get it. Like, I like it, and mm-hmm. I watch it, and we post on it, but I don't get, like, and anyone that has had one video go viral, they still don't know how it happened. It's not like it happened on purpose. They're all like, yeah, I don't know.
Right. Well, what did it, you just want to know the formula. That's how I feel.
Because remember, Angie was TikTok famous. Or
so was Mark
media person.
For a while.
Mark did that crawfish video that got like 14,000. But Angie had like, I think, a couple million, didn't she?
Oh, she was up there with
yeah.
one.
Yeah. With one random video with her and her son. So you just never know what's going to get pushed,
and
right?
It was a good video.
It was great. It was good quality. And
my beef is, can I figure out the algorithm? Somebody give me the formula. If I just have the formula and I'll make the video, that'll work. I know I can. But it's luck. I know it's luck half the time. Although I've got one that's climbing right now. And what's funny is, again, it was just a video I had passed on from someone else.
Right.
And now it's got...
Just sharing.
It's got about 25K right now. I've picked up a few hundred followers off of this one video.
Sometimes the video you share...
I put no work into.
...gets more views than the person that made it.
There's
you're like, this doesn't even seem right.
There's a moral for life in there somewhere. Basically, what is the moral? Work smarter, not harder.
No.
Or just don't work hard at all.
No, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
See what sticks.
Because that's how I feel. Like,
we all get selfish sometimes. I was just thinking, the way I'm selfish in the studio is I get here first in the morning, so I automatically set the thermostat before anybody else walks in.
Oh, I thought
in.
It was set to that.
No,
you
it's
set
not.
It
no,
to that?
I come in here and I set it, yeah.
Liar pants on fire. I just found that out.
What? You knew that. I told you that before.
No,
didn't I?
Oh, I thought that was like the auto
oh,
setting.
Oh, it's automatic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, the automatic is what Mark sets it at, like 73.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then I put it down to 70 when I come in, so I'm cooler.
I'm telling on you.
Well, you can. I just told everyone.
Yeah, I know.
You noticed.
Yeah, well, you know.
I figure it's
bills
easier.
Are expensive here, Tim. Unless you want to pay for those extra 3 degrees out of your pocket.
The equipment needs to be cool.
Yeah, well, 73 is perfect.
So does the operator. And you can always put more clothes on. You can always put more clothes on, but it's harder to take them off.
And I don't want you to take off any clothes. Keep your clothes on.
That's why I have it cooler,
fine.
So I don't have to.
I come prepared.
Put my clothes on.
You
can
put a little sweater on.
Yeah, you can put a winter coat on if you need to or whatever.
But yeah, it was 75 when I checked the weather when I was getting ready this morning.
Yeah.
And it said the high was only 79, not going to break 80. Now, it may still.
Oh, that's I just, think it will.
Yeah, I think it will too. It always says that on like my Apple. The Apple weather app isn't great.
No.
The one on your phone. You have to go to a more accurate one like AccuWeather.
Well, even them. I kind of feel like the weather apps have given up when it comes to Cayman. Because they're like the rest of us. I don't know, man. It might rain in some parts of the island. It might not.
Yeah.
You never know. You know how it is around here.
Like, I think my car is more accurate than anything. Like,
right.
Whatever the car temperature says, I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. And the weather app's just always like, it's going to be partly cloudy. It might rain today. It might not. I'm like, you guys are just dialing this in now. And you have been for the past 2 years.
Yeah. We're on to you.
Yeah. Totally.
But our question of the day revolves around weather, because actually it's been cool for enough, like for a few weeks now, where it's not just like, ooh, cold day. It's been like a couple of like quote unquote cold weeks. We're putting this into perspective. I know a lot of people listening from the north are like, this is not cold. And they come here to get out of the cold. It's still lovely and warm and perfect.
We're trying to relate to the local audience here right now,
because
people can feel our pain. And the thing is, too, Terry, what was with the
at
slightly
night,
warm weather in between there that created all the weird water issues we had going on? That's so weird. It got warmer, and now it's cooler again. It feels like, I was telling the family over the weekend, it feels like winter finally arrived in Cayman just the past few days.
Yeah. Well, around Christmas, it was chilly, too.
I know,
but then it went away in January.
Burst of summer in the
middle. Yeah, I know. It was weird.
Yeah.
But with this cooler weather in Cayman, I can finally blank is her Facebook question of the day. Most people are saying things like, enjoy the outside, stop using my AC, open the windows.
Yep.
I feel the same way actually when I'm driving in my car. It's nice to if there's not a lot of traffic and you can just kind of, you know, just drive the speed limit and get home and you put all your windows down. It's such a nice breeze.
Can you actually drive the speed limit in Cayman? People are either going half or twice.
Early in the morning when there's not a lot of traffic is about the only time. Yeah.
Yeah, my constant complaint. But for
what
me
about
it's
you?
Well, for me it's I can put my underwear back on, I don't have to go commando.
That's nice.
Just
yeah.
not sweat when I walk down the street. I can take Ted on longer walks because he doesn't get hot either. Ted gets very warm when it's warm outside.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I can wear my clothes longer without having to wash them.
Exactly. Yep. See, there you go. Yeah. And we were talking about washing your laundry too much anyway.
I can put on only one layer of deodorant for the day, and it lasts all day. Because usually at lunchtime, I'm putting a second layer. Why do you think I always carry one in my bag?
Well, I'm glad you do, because sometimes I have to borrow it when I'm out of mine.
Exactly.
But it's odd.
On a day like today, it's a one swipe deodorant day.
On a day like today, you could almost get away without putting on your deodorant in the morning. You might not sweat enough
to need it. You could, yeah. You know what's funny is they have a humidity section, of course, in the weather.
Right.
It should be, you know, they like UV index is like 1 to 10. Well, for the humidity, they should have a deodorant index.
They
so
should.
One swipe, two swipe, yes. Three swipe. Like how many swipes you need to put on to keep, because humidity is what kills the deodorant. Let's be honest.
No, you're right. And that's the way you could up the ante on the weather forecast around here, because we have to add stats to it. You know,
yeah. It's a four swipe deodorant
right,
day.
Right.
Humidity's at 78%.
I had thought of a TTS stat as well. Do you know what TTS stands for?
No.
It's closely related to all the others.
Time to sweat.
Time to sweat.
Yeah.
Your average time to sweat today is 0.2 seconds, where it could be up to like a minute or two.
So the TTS will tell you how many swipes of deodorant. They're like
precisely.
Correlated.
They're all correlated.
Yeah.
Wow,
I
love
we
got it. This all sorted.
Dude,
it's a new
we
app.
We need an
making.
App for this. Yes.
No, we do put it on the board. Just come up with a name. We're good to go. Now we need an app.
Well,
developer.
TTS actually.
Yeah, TTS done. Patented too. Broadcast here. This is our idea.
I don't think anyone's going to take it.